Blog Talk Radio.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me.
Good evening, everyone. Glad to see you back this week. Hope that I could bring a better topic, that every week could be better. And this is the Lisa Experience. And I hope that we have a good show. We got some good hosts coming up later on. So tonight, I would like to first talk about me. You know, I like to always start off with a little thing about myself. When I was a little girl, about maybe 10 years old, I started gaining weight. Got a little heavy. But it was okay. And then as time go on, I gained a little bit more weight. And, you know, that's when the opposite sex start getting you out. But when I was growing up back in, I won't say what time it was, but back in the day when I was growing up, boys and men liked it, small girls, small women. It wasn't really a place where women of voluptuous or a little fat around the edges. And as you're growing up and you're becoming a part of yourself and learning yourself, this put a little edge on you because you want to be a part of the world. You want to feel like you fit in. You want to feel that you're special and you're not different. But as time go on, you realize that you are different because people don't see you the same way as they see the norm. So then you be start to be called, names be calling. People call you out of your name. In grammar school, I remember I was called RP, roly-poly. It was funny, you know, when I first used to hear it, you know, because I didn't take it serious. But as time go on in life, you notice that it just didn't leave it there. Then it would be other people that would, you know, say things about you being heavy. And then you start finding the prejudice of people because you're heavy. You know, you get on a bus and then you move your pocketbook or your bag and then they walk past you. And they'll sit on a seat that have room in it, do not have to sit by you. You meet a guy and you think he might like you, but then he really wanted your friend that was small. You go for a job and then they hire you, but when you want to move up in the company, you don't fit the description that they want for it to be an upper management. So you're looked over. Now, this is not nothing that really you can help because everybody's not born skinny or can't stay skinny the rest of your life. You know what I mean? But this is how people put you in different categories or in a box because you don't look like they think that every person should look like. So you go around feeling sorry for yourself. You start losing a little bit of your confidence, your self-esteem. And so then you start trying to hide. I remember going through high school wearing a sweater. And I wasn't really even fat. I just felt insecure. So I covered up and I thought I was hiding. But I wasn't hiding anything because people could still see what you look like. They still seeing you. So life goes on that you get older and you're still hitting these walls that you're looked over. You looked over for, you know, your family get married. They don't choose you to be in the wedding because you don't fit the description of how they want their bridesmaids to be. They want them small, body type. So it's a guest or someone to help at the wedding. And then one day, as time go on, you might meet the one or you think it's the one. And then you gain more weight because you're not really happy with the situation because they just really married for convenience. And then you lose a little bit more of yourself and a little bit more of your insecurities and your self-worth. And you just go on in life thinking that this is what it's going to be. And then one day you look in the mirror and you notice that you're just a person and a human being just like everyone else. You walk out of the door just like everybody else walk out of the door. You go to work just like everybody else. You eat, drink, sleep just like everybody else. You're just different. And it's okay. It's okay that you're different. This is what you have to do in life, real life, as you walk this journey. Everybody's different. but we're still a human being. We're still people. Everybody that walks on two legs are intelligent human beings. But society puts on acts of showing what they think is the norm. And we feed into it. And we make other people feel other than themselves because we feel that they're not the normal type that the world asks us for. Growing up, I've never seen a person look like me. I've never seen a black person. Always white people. And it was okay because you just watched TV. You didn't think about that they was producing and showing you people that they felt they were the important people in this world. So I remember the first time that I did see a black person on TV, and I was shocked to see that a person of color that we got to see instead of the regular norm of people that we felt that society wanted us to think that that's the only person on this earth that you should be looking at and following behind and wanting to be like. They didn't want to give you a role model of someone that looked like you. I remember, I don't know how many people is my age, but I remember going downtown shopping with my mom, and it was a store called The Mark. And we would go down in the basement where girl clothes was at. And it was a rope across the room. And on the other side was called Chubby's. And you would go on that side and you would look for clothes. And people on the other side would look at you and it made you feel other than yourself because why do you have to have a rope across the room? It was clothes. Nobody had to know the difference, what it was. We all were shopping. But that's how society treats people that's different. They make you feel that you don't belong with the rest of the people on this earth. And you gotta think about it, because sometimes, you know, people take things very seriously about their life, and sometimes people want to end their life because it's not going the way they want, or they can't be loved by people because they're different. God made all different people, and we have to stop judging. And no matter what we believe, every human person has the right feel the way they want to and live the way they want to on this earth. This ride is only one ride, and whether we make it the right way or the wrong way, it's your ride. It's your ride from the beginning to the end. And however you want to live it, you should be respected by that. And you shouldn't feel different for the way you are. Nowadays, thick is in. You see many thick women. You see thick men. And they walk around and they dress the way they want to dress and they feel the way they want to feel. And, you know, it's their turn to be big and walk around and feel like it's them. Is there 5 minutes of shine? But I think about it and I say, it took all these years for people to just get to the point that they don't care how they look and how they feel and who they're around. They're going to be their self. It takes so long for people to get to a point that they can accept certain things. But there's still people out there that don't accept. Oh, why you keep drinking soda? Why you keep eating this? You're gaining weight. You're going to have diabetes. You're going to have high blood pressure. And sure, those things can happen to you. But why are you judging me? We have so much going on in our lives. Why are we worrying about the other person? Why we just can't be happy that that person woke up to see another day? See, we can't be there. We always got to be in somebody's business, worrying about what's going on, what's happening. Are we a part of that? my life could have been so much better than have the nayers and the nitpicking and the backstabbing and the people that just felt that they need to let me know what I already knew, because I wake up every morning looking at the same person every day. I knew what I looked like. But why? I just couldn't be happy like everybody else. So what I had to be. So I was a jokester. I made jokes all the time that passed me. I didn't feel like making jokes all the time. I just wanted to be me. But people felt comfortable when you do out of the ordinary to fit in with them. Life is very complicated, and we all try fit in and be normal. But we don't have to do that. We are normal. You're normal the day you come out of your mother. The day you was born, you was normal. You was a human being. You was a person that was chosen to be born on this earth. Some people come on this earth all different ways. As I told you many times, I work in a place that all my clients are disabled and can't hear. But every day when I walk in, every morning, they meet me at the door. And you know what? I don't see their disability or that they can't hear or that they look different. All I see is they are who they could be. Sorry about that. Got disconnected. We're going to take a break right now. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break into some music. And then I'll be back. Stay with me. We got more to come.
In the rain, in your eyes, I know I'll find the light. To light my way with some tears, losing ground when my world is going crazy. You can turn it all around, and when I'm down, you're there to lead to the top. From the storm, for a friend, for a love to keep me safe and home. I turn to you for the strength to be strong, for the will to carry on, for everything you do, for everything that you. I turn to you, yeah. When I lose the will to win, I just reach for you and I can reach the love I can do and. Amazing, a God of love by your feet. And when I need a friend, you're always on my side. Together they face a good lead through the night. For a shield, a blessing, through all the rain.
Welcome back. I'm sorry for most of the interruption. We're going to try to get it right, so we can start this show right. I would like to bring on my first guest, 6521. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi. What's up?
How you feeling tonight?
I'm good.
You good? Okay.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have Angel and Shy on the line. And welcome to the show, the Lisa Experience. Angel and Shy has been married for how long so far?
1 year.
1 year. So you're still on your honeymoon.
Damn.
Won't you tell me a little bit how you met the love of your life?
All right. Well, we met in high school, and then we fell off. We really didn't talk that much, and then we reconnected a couple years later after that. And we was just friends at first, and then it turned into something else.
Okay. Now, you've been married for a year. What do you think is the best qualities you feel as being a married person? What do you think make it work for you?
Qualities? What do you mean by qualities?
Sure. Quality? Is that what you said? Hello?
Yeah, no. Can you repeat the question?
So you've been married for a year. What do you think is the best quality that you bring into a marriage that works for both of you? Or character, personality?
I mean, what works for me is just being able to communicate in a relationship, having good communication, trust. You got to respect each other. That's what you bring into a marriage.
Good character.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Sometimes, do you feel that it's a thing you have to work on every day? It's like little pieces that you're thinking about that person, but you're trying to figure out how to make it better, what can you do to make it better or better for your companion? Do you think it's work that we all need to, like, put in?
For the most part, I feel like you can always try to better yourself to make your marriage or your relationship better in your household, pretty much. I mean, you can always try to do something better that makes you happy, you know? Don't always try to make it about you trying to make the next person happy, because your happiness also matters.
Do you think it's very important as far as extended family to really be a part of your of your marriage to keep that glue and bond together too as a good foundation? Or is better just to be just you two, depending on just the two of you?
I feel like that's the situational question. For some things, I mean, you know, we're more of private people. I mean, we stick to ourselves pretty much. We don't mind being around our family. I mean,
but we do want to build.
I mean, we do want to build that foundation where, you know, everyone's around each other. Everyone's surrounded by each other. You know, take trips or do things or.
And eventually we'll have, eventually we plan to have kids, which will extend the family and create our own family.
So that's good. So you got a plan that you're going to bring kids into your fold. That's a good thing.
Right.
Right.
And how many think you want?
I'm one and done.
Yeah, just one. One right
oh,
now,
just one.
That's what we discussed.
So that's a good thing.
If more, then the future brings in more, even if it's not biologically ours, you know. We talked about all different types of scenarios. I mean, naturally having kids, adopting kids. I mean, it just all depends on what the future holds for us, pretty much. Our options are open.
Do you think that a marriage or a relationship is more stronger when two people don't have children right away, like they really form a bond together and enjoy each other before bringing in someone else into your fold? Or you think that it's an individual thing, that if it happens, it happens, but it's better when you get to enjoy each other?
I feel like that is that plays a big part in your relationship and in your marriage. I do feel like you need to enjoy each other to figure out, you know, if this really is my partner, if we're not married yet. You don't want to just jump into something and talk about having kids or mysteriously, you know, end up having kids. I mean, it happens. It happens to everybody. You know, a lot of women that, you know, naturally just have kids. But at the same time, if you can't take that time to build your foundation with your partner and then discuss kids in the future, then I would go that route.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that's true. You know, marriage is a really, it's on the low of the totem pole these days, because you hardly ever get invited to marriages or a wedding, or most people just getting together, but you don't see them going to the second level of marriage. You know, it's mostly going together, then moving in together, and then getting comfortable with yourself, and then you don't feel that you want to make that commitment to each other. What do you mm-hmm. think made you decide that you wanted to be extra special by making that move into being committed and making a unity between each other?
I feel like that was the thing right there, making a unity, building our bond and coming from being friends to being practically best friends, where I can not only, you know, am I dating you, but you're pretty much my best friend that I can talk to about anything. I mean, you don't judge me. You don't, you know, you have good character. You listen to what I have to say. My feelings matter to you, and vice versa. I feel like that's a strong bond that you have to have before you can jump into, you know, wanting to be married to somebody. I mean, it doesn't just, you don't just wake up and say, I want to marry this person all the time. You know, you have to, you know, really weigh out your odds. You know, is this the person for me? Is this somebody that I can see myself with for the rest of my life? Is this somebody that I want to raise kids with?
If you had five questions, if it was five questions that you would tell someone to ask themselves when they got into a relationship and it started getting serious, what was the five questions you would say they need to do before they decide to make a commitment to another human being, before they become a statistic that you're just staying at the same level.
You said 5 questions?
Yeah, like you would tell the person, these are 5 things that if I was you, I would think about before I put my foot into getting into a relationship that I don't know how it's going to turn out.
I mean, you want to first find out what are their expectations of you, what do they want? Is this something that they are serious about? Are they ready to, you know, take you serious?
Is there anything in your past that I need to worry about? You know, some people have crazy past histories and
mm-hmm.
they bring you into this fire hole and, you know, you start dating them and you're with them for six months to a year and now you're dealing with a situation that you ain't got no business even dealing with.
Right. I mean, and you also want to find out what are their, like, goals. Like, you know, if y'all both have the same end goals. And then, I mean, depending on how serious you are, you also have to find out if they want kids, any more kids, if you already have your own, and if they want to even have more kids.
I feel like that's a big matter also. There's so many people out here that don't want to have kids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to go through that. They don't want to have the responsibility, you know. So if that's something that you really know that you want to do, you need to make sure that your partner also wants to do that.
Looking back and before you met each other, because I know you said y'all had a little break in between, looking back, what made you not get caught up in a relationship?
Hello?
Cut off. Hello?
I want to thank everyone so much for being so patient tonight. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Thank you for being so patient. As I was saying, that you felt that you were happy that you let go and moved on so you could be where you at this point in life. What made you, what was the criteria that you said, no, this right here, this is not for me. I'm looking for something else. Because a lot of people do get caught up. Go ahead.
Right. I feel like when I'm a big person that goes off of feeling or, you know, communication and trust. And I feel like so many times, in the past, I tried to, you know, be happy or settle for something, you know. But I also felt like I deserved more. Why should I settle for less? So at that point, it was just an eye-opener. It was just like, you know, Shy, you know you what you want in life. You know what you need to go for. And at that point, I mean, I wasn't even looking for anything. I mean, it just happened to happen.
Okay. I want you to hold on. Well, I want you to stay on with me. I want to bring on another host that I got coming in, 3869.
Hey,
hello.
Good evening, everybody. This is Bruce.
Bruce, thank you for joining us tonight. We have
no
Angel
problem.
And Shy on also holding. So Bruce is a single person, am I correct?
No, I am not single. I am married, you know, but I am.
Oh, you
bisexual.
Are married? Oh.
Yes, I'm openly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm married. I'm married, but I'm openly bisexual. My wife knows and everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, sorry about that.
No,
you good. So, Bruce, I've known you for a while also.
Yes, ma'am.
As far as you being married and in a relationship, what do you think makes a marriage work as far as being on the other end?
What makes a marriage work is basically two people coming together with their imperfections and perfections and making it work somehow. So my relationship is a little different than most others because I am openly bisexual. I am married to a woman. However, I still deal with men, and I don't hide anything from her. You know, we're very 100% open. She said it's 2023. Okay. What do you think I expect?
Okay, so she accepts your life. Now, what makes it that you feel that you need to share with an outside person, even though you're married, that you feel that you should be open, an open relationship?
Well, there's certain things that she will not do that I want done, and we just have that open, you know, availability. Like, if for instance, let's say I want to feel good. I want to be per se the woman for the evening. Then I want to feel that, you know. It's not like I'm out here sleeping with 1,000 different people. No, I don't do that. Basically, all I do is, you know, I deal with maybe 1, 2, maybe 3, depends. But these are people that I know and people I trust. And then on top of that, I'm not having sex with everybody. I'm protected. You got to be making sure that you're good so when you go home, everything is good there as well.
Okay, so basically your relationship is more on the outside, is more sexually, or is it more because you want communication, or just another type of...
It's sexually. And the reason why is I've been in this lifestyle for all my life. And it don't work with men. It can if you try to, but the typical man is a typical man, whether they're gay or straight, it's a typical man. Some of them may be girly men, but they still are a man. They like to cheat. I have not seen many gay male relationships work for a very long time.
And why do you think that?
Because it goes too quick. In the gay world, it's basically like, oh, we met, we had sex, oh, now I'm really into you. Oh, let's be together. 2 weeks is like 2 years in a gay marriage. Well, in a gay relationship. 2 weeks is like
so why you
2 years to them. By a
why
month,
you think
most people ready to move in with each other.
Why do you think a gay women marriage is better than gay men marriage or relationship? Why is it hard for the gay men to find a fulfilled relationship besides what you just said?
Well, the difference between the gay women and the gay men, basically to me, is they know how to care. See, women are natural nurturers, and even though you have some women that are more manly than the other, it doesn't matter. They're still a woman. At the end of the day, they still have that nature, and, you know, they have that certain comfort that we all look for. The gay men look for from their best females, their mothers. You get what I'm saying? It's just that natural thing women have that basically they can sit down and get things together more than we could. That's why more you have more female gay relationships work than men, period.
Yeah. Now, why do a lot of gay men, like real men, instead of dating of gay men?
Repeat that?
You know, like a lot of gay men date real men. You know what I mean? Like men that only men.
Oh, because we want manly men. That's why.
But do you think that type of relationship is going to work?
We want something that, you know, most can't have, and that's what it really boils down to.
Okay. So how long have you been married?
In July is going to be 6 years.
Okay. Now, do you have children?
No.
Okay, so is that something that you want, though, in the future, or?
No, I'm good.
You're good. Okay.
I'm good. I'm about to be 40 next year. I'm good.
I've knew you since you was in high school, and
yeah.
Every time I've always met you, you always were upbeat, happy, and fun to be with, but very serious and don't take it lying down. You put it where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
You think from being the way you are that it caused you to be like that, or is that just the way you was ever since you knew yourself?
Oh, ever since I knew myself. I was like maybe 3 or 4 years old, maybe even 5. Christmas was like one of the biggest holidays in my house. That was my mother's favorite holiday. So, we would get toys and things like that. They have pictures. I actually have the pictures. It's pictures of me when I was like 3, 4, 5, crossing my legs, crossing my house robe over me, holding the wrestling men like it was my babies. That's always been who I was. Everybody knew. Everybody just wanted me to accept who I was. And until I was able to fully accept who I was is when I was able to fully be who I am.
Now, would you say your school years was hard, or was it when you graduated out of school was harder?
High school was easier. I went to Rosa Parks High School, which had a lot of gay people in it. So it was nothing in high school. Grammar school was a little harder. I mean, people didn't know in grammar school. They really didn't judge me. They still was my friends, still laughed with me. Still joked with me, there was never, you had some people, but at the end of the day, it was just all fun and games. You had to have tough skin back in that time. If you ain't have tough skin, you wasn't making it. But high school was switched because I was in a predominantly, let's say 60% gay high school.
Okay. Do you think that your mom or your dad was your best person that kept you grounded and helped you?
Oh, my mother, hands down. My mother was the one. My mother is the one who raised me. So she had tough skin. So she had to make sure I had tougher skin because she knew what I was up against in the world being a gay man.
So
bisexual, everybody at the end of the day is going to call you gay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. When do you think she knew that you were gay?
I've been knew I was gay since I was like 3, 4. I was coming home.
No, your mom.
My mother always knew. She always knew. She told me when I finally came out to her, she said, I always knew. I was just waiting for you to come and tell me. Everybody knew. She said everybody knew.
So going forward, what do you think that life will ever get more easier? I know now it's more acceptable, but do you think that people, as I was saying in the first part of the show, do you think people ever going to just lay back and accept just everybody for who they are, or is this going to always be what it is?
I feel like if you can't accept the person for who you are, you need to check your own self. Because if you are stagnated in your ground, it shouldn't matter who you around.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
To be honest,
now
I have a lot more straight friends than I do gay friends.
And why do you think that is?
Because, one, they feel comfort knowing that I'm not coming on to them. I don't have to come on to them. If you my friend, you my friend. You understand what I'm saying? And I have a lot of friends. Like, I chill with a lot of people. My brother, God bless the dead, he said when we went on a family trip, he said, y'all need to stop thinking that my brother just be around all these gays. This nigga hang around nothing but hood niggas. And we all know each other because me and my brother chill with the same people. Like, growing up, you go know people from school, people all over. A cool bond is a cool bond. And you should be stagnated in your own sexuality to know I'm a heterosexual man that has a good bisexual, gay, whatever you want to call me, friend.
Why do you think that men it's hard for them to be around gay men than gay women? We accept each other more freely.
Because every man's dream is to be with one than more women. You know, straight men anyway. If they girl be like, baby, let's have a threesome with another girl. They all for it. But let that girl ask that guy to have another threesome with another guy, it's a problem. In some cases, you know, you do have some that don't care. But that's, you know, that's different. But for gay men, like, it's I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out sometimes, Lisa. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, I question a lot when I hear, you know, men talk, you know, oh, something, I'm not going to be with that person or whatever. And I'm like, people got to realize that's only a sexual preference. That's not who the person truly is. You know what
right,
I mean? That's
right,
what,
right.
But people always want to glop everything together that it's the sexual preference. You know, if we could get the sex out of the vocabulary, we can actually be together with each other because we realize that we all want the same thing. We want to be loved. We want to be liked. We want to be in a group and be accepted. You know what I mean? And we want to just be able to live to be who we want to be and to get to where we want to be in life. But it's hard on a lot of people because, like you said, they're not comfortable in their own skin, so they're always trying to pull other people down instead of, like, really checking their own self.
Yeah.
Angel and Shah, do you have anything to add to the to what Bruce is talking about?
No, I don't have nothing.
Yeah, he was kind of deep, right?
I felt like what he said was kind of true, though. Everything is really stereotype nowadays. I mean, it's 2023. Everything is changing.
Everything.
Everything.
For real. I've been having that conversation with, like, a few people on and off. Like, yo, it's 2023. People ain't really worried about relationships unless they really into that person. You get what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
Like, and let's be real. I'm in the lifestyle. Gay men, they'll be with this man this week, and a month later down the line, they got a whole new man.
Oh, I know.
So this is the whole thing. And then when they do get in a relationship, one of y'all cheating anyway, so why are either one of y'all getting mad? Because y'all both cheating. Why don't y'all just open your relationship up? That's why I feel like but in order for people to get in a polyamorous relationship, which could work, they got to have the right mindset. If you don't have the right mindset to be with one person,
but
there's no way you're going
to
be able to be with two or three other people
also.
Either.
Yeah, it goes back to what you said earlier. Also, men are going to be men. I mean, men are going to do what men do. They're going to cheat. They're going to, you know, they're not going to want to commit to just one person. They're going to want their cake and eat it too.
That's it. Especially
but
if it's
also,
being thrown at them.
Like,
I mean...
I feel like now everybody's just following a trend. So, like, this whole poly is, like, a trend. Like, they really truly understand what
it
is.
The real meaning of it, right?
Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Like, if you
and
can't
that's
last
that's
in a relationship with one
either.
Person,
like,
how are you going to do it with more than
one
person?
Day and say you... For real. It's not for weak people. I mean, you can't just wake up one day and say, okay, I want to, you know, ask somebody to my relationship or I want to experience this. Like, you know, you got to know what that is going to bring to you and your household.
Yeah, true. Very true. Hello?
I'm telling you, I keep getting disconnected. I'm so sorry. But I'm glad that y'all kept it going. Thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just want to ask if anybody want to call in, they could press 1 and ask a question or maybe have a comment.
Come on, press that 1 button, y'all.
Caller?
Yeah, this is Miles. How you doing?
How you doing, Miles?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there. I was listening to the conversation here. I think the difference here is that the younger generation today compared to what we went through back then, it's totally different. It's more freestyling now than it was, I remember, growing up. Like she said, men would do men, but see, when I was with my girl, I never cheated on her. I kept it straight up with her because I don't believe in that, because I got 7 sisters. I wouldn't want to do something to a girl and then somebody do the same thing to my sister. So, and besides, my uncles and our fathers always taught us how you respect women and how you don't do stuff like that.
Right.
And like you said, today these guys, most of these guys out here today, it's like how many women they could get is like a challenge to them. And women the same way, too, how many men they could get. It just seemed like nobody want to take it to a serious level. You know, like when you two are dating, it's best to be friends first before you just jump into the sex thing. Because mm-hmm. I always believe in that 90-day rule. If she hanging around after 90 days, she worth fighting for. If he's hanging around after 90 days and he ain't been cheating on you, it's worth checking out. But most of the days, they just jump right into it. Sex. And
yeah, honestly,
you look at some of the women today, look how some of them dress when they out there. They got guys thinking that's what they want from them. Ooh, look what I'm packing. Guys the same way, where they wear them tight shirts. Look at the muscles on me, I'm this and I'm that. And then they be making up stuff to try to get with these girls instead of being honest with them. And that's how you get these crazy relationships going. And then these girls have all these kids, and then the kids grow up not knowing their brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're like, oh, that ain't his baby. You just saying that because you're going to. And then he'd be like, oh, that ain't my son. That ain't my kid. And I don't understand how you could wear a pair of Nikes, but your baby needs Pampers and stuff, and you'd rather put the Nikes on. It's just crazy. It wasn't like that in what I grew up. Say that again.
No, I agree Bruce, with him, I agree with him, but in the gay world, it's totally different than it is in the straight world.
Completely now, see, different. I'm going to speak on that, too. See, my mother, her friends, she had gay friends, too. Oh, but they respected one another. They stayed together, and they didn't do stuff, you know, because they didn't, like, disrespect each other when they out in public or behind closed doors. They kept it to themselves. And that's another thing about young gay people today, is they really understanding their relationship, or they feel that they could do what they want to? Because if you're going to get into
relationships, is basically we met today, and within a week we in a relationship, and depending on how it work out, maybe we might be broken up in a month, or maybe we might not.
Well, see, I don't call that a relationship then, because relationships.
But that's what the gay community does.
You got to fight for that. If you want to be with each other, you just can't say, oh, because you get into disagreement, it's over with, get out of here. No. If you want to be with each other, you fight to stay together. You sit down and you discuss, like the lady said, communication.
Yeah,
you just can't say,
thing.
Oh, I don't want him no more, this and that. That's not no relationship, because you ain't looking for a relationship if you're doing that.
But again, that's why we said that the gay woman relationship lasts longer.
Well, you want to know why that is? Because see, women, who know a woman better than another woman?
True, I agree.
They understand each other. They know what they're feeling and what. But we, like you said, we as men, we got this macho mentality working. We macho man. I don't need you. I can get this. I can get that. We don't discuss relationship like women discuss relationship with each other. You don't see men sit down, like five or six men sit down and talk about, oh, man, I'm going to hold on to this girl and this and that. No, they don't talk about girls' feelings. We be talking about, yo, man, how we going to bang that girl? Yo, man, I banged that girl last week. Boy, you should have seen. But see, women, they talk about, they sit down and discuss relationships. They do that.
But I also feel like that's also a stereotype, too, because I feel like men are brought up not to be speaking on their feelings, not
exactly,
to be so
right.
emotional. You know,
exactly.
I feel like
not...
that's just a stereotype because there are some men out here that are genuinely, you know, affectionate, you know.
Genuinely, and I agree with you that with that 100%. It's not, and let me make something clear. It's not all gay men. It's majority.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't think today people know actually know what a relationship is anymore. I think you got to be friends before you can take it to that next level. Because if you be friends and you know this guy, okay, I can get with this guy because I know he there with me. He ain't no bullshitter. He ain't this, he ain't that. That's how you find out about it. Friends first. Sex always going to come. But wouldn't you rather be friends with the guy you know you're with?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, hey.
You gotta know. First of all, we all got to realize also you got to be careful who you're sleeping with because when you sleep with someone, whatever demons they have are going to transfer into you as well. So that's important for everybody, whether you're gay, straight, or whatever.
And not a lot of people know about the soul ties, and that's exactly where people go wrong because, like I said, people have or come from baggage. And if that person is carrying all of that baggage, best believe that's a soul tie that's going to be attached to you.
Yeah,
and you know, when I was in college, I sit in class when we wait for the professor. I used to ask all the girls and the guys in there what kind of relationship they look for, you know, what they look for in a man. And I asked the guys the same thing, what they look for in a woman. And you should hear how they sit and talk to each other like that. It's like they were shocked that somebody even asked them that question. See, when you sit down with, like, 10 women, 10 men, and you can just actually hold a conversation with each other, you can find out a lot about a person. But, see, we don't like to do stuff like that. Because for us, like in the men world, I can have any woman I want because I'm all this and all that. And women,
mm-hmm.
some women do the same thing. Girl, I'm fine as a mug, man. I could get any guy I want. But, see, that's you're not looking for a relationship. You're just looking to just get into some crazy stuff. Relationships is something that you look for and you want to work for to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
And then
anybody you get in a relationship with should be somebody that you potentially want to marry.
Yeah, that's when you call it a relationship. If that's what you're looking for, and if it's going sour, you got to find out, okay, what did we go wrong?
Yeah, but
a couple of months ago, we were digging each other. What happened?
Just don't walk away
from it. You got to discuss it. If you want to
mm-hmm.
be with it, you got to fight for that. Just like a marriage.
You got to also have your priorities straight because if your priorities are not straight, then you can't fight for nothing.
Exactly.
Let me tell you a little something about me. I used to be so hopelessly romantic. I used to want to make sure that I could get in the relationship, do all of that. But then I found myself being cheated on. And I'm not going to say I have not cheated because I was not that type of person. However, at the end of the day, you have to know, especially being in the type of relationship I was looking for, you know, I even tried having an open relationship and motherfuckers were still lying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's why you got to find someone that's going to love you for your imperfections, your perfections, and y'all can make it work. If y'all
okay,
want
when, it, lie, when they lie to you, do you call them out on it?
No.
See, that's your mistake then. If you're going to let them lie to you and you ain't going to call them out on it,
let me ask you a question.
What is that?
To me, I'm going to tell you realistically, right now, I'm not calling nobody out on their lie, even if I know it's a lie. You know why? Because at the end of the day, we're going to argue for what if we're still going to continue to deal with each other.
So you're just going to walk away from it and let it be like that?
That's why I don't do relationships with men no more.
But don't you think being straight up with one another is the best way to go? Because if you're like, but you know your partner, your partner lying to you, and you're just gonna like.
We have a call, so let's let someone come in. Caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Good evening. How you doing?
Yeah. Good evening, Miss Sade. Just was listening to you all, and
Brother Sade.
It was good. It's good. You know, I'm impressed with the younger people. You know, their outlook on relationships. You know what I mean? And I'm impressed with that. That they, you know, they really want to strive to have a relationship that's going to be beneficial to both people. You know, I think we need more of that. You know, me, myself, I was bad with relationships, you know. I was bad. I was one of the guys that, you know, cheat, lie, all of that, you know, and I confess to that. And basically, it was just, you know, something that I just got used to, you know, and started off, it happened to me, I just returned. I got cheated on, I kept cheating, you know, so, and then it became a habit when I was ready to stop. I was so used to doing it, so it made it difficult to stop, you know, so it's a cycle that we keep perpetuating rather than, you know, taking time out and really, you know, as Miles said, Lisa said, we all have said before, taking time out to be with yourself, to get to know yourself before jumping in relationships. But most times we in one relationship, out of another one, and back into another one, and we don't give ourselves a chance to heal. That's pretty much all I got to say.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed everyone, and my take on it is that we all are looking for that one thing of being in love and finding that one person to love. I want to say one thing. We got one more caller, then I'm gonna say what I have to say. Let's let this one caller in. Caller?
Caller, are you there?
So what I was saying is that we all, as a people, we all, from day one as being a kid, we're looking for acceptance, we're looking for love, we're looking for people to like us. And as Mal and Shadi and Angel and Shy and Bruce all said, that we all got to get into a relationship that we are friends first. Then from friends, you start liking each other, and you, okay, do we have another caller? They coming in? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, yes, hi. My name is Rakim, and I'm actually one of Bruce's good friends. So I definitely do value this podcast. There's a lot of great information today. But I definitely would like to piggyback off of what most of you guys were saying. And I also want to just add in that, you know, I personally feel as though that social media has also impacted the nature of relationships to the point where people sometimes have to view what they see on an Instagram or something as what their lives should be. So a lot of people may not know how to navigate that, unfortunately. So that's why I feel as though there are a lot of failed relationships also. And then another thing I also wanted to add, too, was when it comes to the LGBT, same-sex orientation community, whatever it's called nowadays, I feel like, I personally feel as though that we've experienced a lot of indirect trauma when it comes from other people. Like when you wake up in the morning, you feeling good, you turn on like the TV, you log on to like Facebook or something. It's something, not always, but majority of the time there is like a negative article about being gay, being discriminated against. Just constantly seeing that can have a person feeling like they're not loved, lacking that self-acceptance. And if you don't have that self-love or that self-acceptance, how can you love someone else?
So, amen.
It's just like an ongoing thing that we definitely is experiencing. It has gotten a little better, but still that ongoing discrimination is still out there. But the most interesting thing that people fail to realize, especially if you're a person of color, you know what it feels like to be discriminated against. So why would you go ahead and do that to someone else? That's like that reverse discrimination. So you know what that feels like to be black. But with somebody who's gay, lesbian, whatever, you go and discriminate against that person also. So if you know what that feels like, why go and do it to someone else?
Right.
That's a good good thought. And I just want to, my last thoughts, I just want, does anybody want to say anything before I do my last thoughts? Closing?
No. I mean,
okay.
So
hello? I'm going to say this, that, yes.
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that being married helped me to change. I've been married for about 22 years now, and being married helped me to change because it helped me to stop being selfish. And, you know, staying with the marriage taught me to care about somebody else's feelings rather than mine. That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. As I was saying earlier, I mean, a few minutes ago, is that we all want to be loved. But as Shai said earlier, I just want to tell this little story real quick. My last marriage was not all that it should have been. And I held a lot of hostility. His birthday was this week. And I put a post up about, you know, his birthday. And that evening, it came to me that I finally healed that I can move on to be in a healthier relationship because I finally moved on and forgave what I went through that I can move on and care about someone else. So like Shai says, sometimes you have to love yourself and know what you want from other people that you can be healthier and know that you're worth being loved and treated, person should be treated. And the last gentleman, you was well on point, and I love the way you said it. We as black people have to really start thinking about the things that we went through before we start judging anybody else, because out of everybody, as he said, every morning that we walk out of our door, we're judged for just what we look like. If they don't even know what we are yet, they just judge us from our color of our skin. So now, if we are people that are just judged by our color before even any people get to know us personally, we should be not saying that we have to accept everything in life, but we have to question ourselves, are we putting people on blast because they're different than us? Because we grew up being different. We know what it feels like every day of our life. We're fighting for people to show that we are equal, we are human beings. Our color only means what God put our skin tone as being. It has nothing to do with the person inside our heart, our mind and our soul. People got to stop looking at the outside and start trying to talk and find out what's on the inside, because we are beautiful people, and not just black people. All people are beautiful. Everybody's not bad, but it's sad that we got to pick and choose the good one, because we should love everybody. That's what it's about, loving everybody. I had this show tonight, but I brought it on in a different way, because I don't want to be critical. I don't want to put nobody down, because I feel like when people find a love that's working, then work it. And we should all try to do the same thing. Like, you can't look at one person and say, okay, well, it's like that. No. Everybody deserves to have happiness and to find that one person. And it don't matter what package that person come in, everybody deserves to be loved. That's why we on this earth. It's about love. And I want to leave that with you, because as Shadi said, it took him to say I do to realize that all the things that he did before didn't even really matter, because he had to stop being selfish to be able to let somebody in and love them and be right and know that he wanted to do the right thing by that person. And that's what we all should do. We should want to be right by that person. And look, I'm not calling out nobody that cheat or want to be with other people. That's on them. Because when that time comes, they decide that's not what they want to do anymore. That's for them to decide, not for us. Like they always say, take out what's in your eye before you worry about what's in somebody else's eye. So I wanna leave all that here tonight. I wanna thank everybody for calling in and for being on the show tonight. And if by chance you learned something, or you got something that you wanna take with you moving forward, then I thank the people on my show. But if you didn't get anything out of it, maybe later on it'll come to you, and maybe you can accept it and you can move forward. I want to thank Angel. I want to thank Sha. I want to thank Bruce. And I'm sorry, I forgot Bruce. I think it's Day. Devon?
It's Rakim.
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Miles and Shadi for joining me tonight. And I'm going to close. And I look forward to seeing you next week, same time. And it's going to be a great show. And like always, I would like for you to tune in to Keeping It Real tomorrow at 8 o'clock with Jay Sean. Wednesday is with Shadi. Let's talk about it and all the talk shows that's out here. Because we as black people, if we don't look out for each other, who's going to look out for us? So I want to end my night tonight with a song, and everybody stay safe and have a good night.
Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. No, no. I just gotta tell you right now that I believe, I really do believe it. Something's got a hold on me, yeah. Whoa, it must be love. Oh, something's got a hold on me right now, child. Whoa, it must be love. Let me tell you now.